Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRNX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And on this segment of A Bowl of Soul, we are digging into the Dusties, the B-sides of soul. And we celebrate Black History Month right here on A Bowl of Soul.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Love has gone. Celebrating 65 years of Motown. That's a classic. And that's a B-side song from the Four Tops. This was off of their first album called The Four Tops. And this song, this entire album was produced by the legendary trio of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. This was released in October of 1964. And on this classic album by the Four Tops, it had Baby, I Need Your Lovin', Just Ask the Lonely, Without the One You Love, Life's Not Worthwhile. This was a nice album. Where Did You Go? Your Love Is Amazing, Sad Souvenirs. I love this album. This was their first breakout album on the Motown record label. And you know, the Four Tops were a very established quartet. In fact, they were singing in supper clubs before they got to Motown. And this album really brought the Four Tops to the rest of the world. And this was a classic album. We celebrate 65 years of Motown, and we celebrate the Four Tops right here on A Bowl of Soul with that slow jam B-side, Love Has Gone. Coming up next, got a song from this gentleman right here. Now, there are going to be soul artists a lot of us never heard of, but we may have heard of these songs. I want to thank my friends down in Dallas, you know, for giving me the inspiration, Barry and Derek, for doing the Dusties. When I say Dusties, you can blow the dust off of the 45s, but within the dust is soul. Right up next here on A Bowl of Soul, Ike Lovely talking about Fool's Hall of Fame. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mix stew of soul music.
Honey, by imitation, the fool's Hall of Fame to accept the nomination, and I'd be so proud when they call my name. I love it too much, be ashamed.
Very soulful, Ike Lovely from 1973, talking about Fool's Hall of Fame, and that was on the Juan record label, which was a subsidiary of Scepter Records that was founded by Florence Greenberg. And, you know, a lot of artists were on Scepter Records. You know, you had Dionne Warwick, and on the Juan record label, you had Chuck Jackson, and of course, this gentleman right here, Mr. Ike Lovely, talking about the Fools Hall of Fame. Coming up next, giving you some classic B-side soul. This group, the Masqueraders, talking about One More Chance. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Aya Ito, and you are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
From the Masqueraders, who hail from Texas. Now, you know, they, in 1965, they cut this song called Talk About a Woman for the Houston label Soul Town, but then they traveled to Detroit to audition for Motown. And they were informed by Motown that their style and approach was too similar to that of the Temptations. Of course, that would have been competition for the Temptations. But the group found themselves stuck in Detroit with no money. This is as the story has been told. And with no money to return back to Texas. And they hatched a plan to perform at the local 20 grand club in Detroit to earn cash to return home. However, en route, they stumbled upon on a recording studio owned by La Beat label owner Lou Beatty, who would go on to release 5 Masqueraders single, of which you just heard One More Chance, that was written by Fred Knight, who was a member of the Brothers of Soul. And this came out in 1967. This is a good side, good joint. We celebrate the Masqueraders, who hail from Texas, but recorded in Detroit, Michigan, with this side, One More Chance. And this is A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Black History Month, giving you some of the the Dusties, right here on the Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, this accomplished singer and songwriter on the Philadelphia Records, well, Philadelphia label, back in the days. This lady right here, she came out with a song called I'm Ready. Well, she also had this B-side that was pretty hot. I'm talking about the legendary Miss Barbara Mason, talking about You Better Stop. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Kanya Dawes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
From Barbara Mason, talking about You Better Stop. It came off the album, Oh, How It Hurts, from 1968. We celebrate Miss Barbara Mason. This was on the Arctic record label. And you know, Barbara Mason is you know, she's a known soul singer with pop hits, R&B and pop hits from the 1960s and 1970s. And you know, she gained a hit. A number one hit with Yes, I'm Ready. Woo! Celebrating classic soul and R&B right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got something. This is a rare 45, another Dusty. From Silky Hargraves, talking about I'll Keep On Trying. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
Ooh, I love that girl. I just can't get enough of her touch. All I got, I'm gonna keep on trying. I'm gonna keep on trying until she comes. Oh, until she comes. Right on
Giving you a classic 45, Silky Hargraves, who was on the Wheelsville USA record label out of Detroit, which was founded by Mike Hanks. And this song was written by another soul singer, Mr. Lee Rogers. And you just heard, I'll Keep On Trying, from 1966, giving you some classic B-side soul, baby. Coming up next, we got this group out of Philadelphia. This song was written by Barbara Mason for this group, The Ambassadors, talking about Ain't Got the Love of One Girl on My Mind. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, D-Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T-Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Oh,
giving you some classic soul from the Ambassadors. They were on the Arctic label. Like I said, that song was written by singer-songwriter Miss Barbara Mason. And this group was produced the arrangements for this album. This was on the Soul Summit album, which is their only album. And it's a good album. I have it. If you get a chance, make sure you purchase Soul Summit from the Ambassadors. They have some great harmonies, and the arrangements on this album were done by Bobby Martin. And also, Gamble and Huff lent their own contributions to this album. And, you know, their hit song, I Really Love You, was co-written by Gamble, Kenny Gamble. And it was a small hit, and Leon Huff played piano, but it was produced by the legendary Mr. Jimmy Bishop, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Here's a classic, Dusty, from The Blossoms, in which The Blossoms included Miss Darlene Love, was the lead singer of this group, talking about That's When the Tears Start, and this is A Bowl of Soul. I love it. This is The Blossoms, and they were originally from California, and their height of success in the 60s is with the group's lineup most famously consisted of Darlene Love, Fanita James, and Gene King. And these ladies sang backup on a lot of songs. And from what I understand, the original lineup of The Blossoms started as early as 1954 when they were in high school in California, in Fremont, in Los Angeles, California, at John C. Fremont High School. We celebrate The Blossoms right here on A Bowl of Soul. The members, Annette Williams, she was a former member of The Blossoms. She died on August 1st, 2023. Fanita James passed away on November 23rd of last year, at the age of 85, and we celebrate The Blossoms right here on A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
One of my favorite vocal groups, the Delphonics, and that's a B-side. It's a dusty, in a endearing way. I Told You So from 1974. I told you so, you can never let me go. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating Black History Month, giving you some dusty B-side soul. Coming up next, got this classic group who hail from Detroit, the Falcons. And you know, Wilson Pickett was a member of the Falcons. You know, he sang on this song called I Found the Love. But right here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to bring you Standing God. Woo!
I let her get away. and she left me right out of her heart. Hey, 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 hey. Look at me,
look at me,
look at me,
look at me.
Now I'm the one that's hurt. I thought I was smart when I did my best. I act a fool and hurt my baby's pride, and now she has pushed my love aside. And I'm standing, oh, standing.
Look at me.
I'm walking my beat.
My beat, yeah.
Hoping one day she'll come down my street. I won't have to stand on guard no more. I'll have my baby, that's for sure. Yes, I will.
Yes, I will, yeah.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
It's me, baby, standing on guard from 1966. That lineup of the Falcons was Sonny Monroe, Carlos Sonny Monroe, James Gibson, Johnny Alvin, and Alton Hollowell. And they got on the charts with this song in 1966. And it was a local hit, actually, for the Falcons. But the Falcons formed in 1955 in Detroit, Michigan. And they had a lot of personnel changes, but the Falcons had a hit on the Lupine record label with the million-selling hit You're So Fine from 1959. And Wilson Pickett was the lead singer on this song, I Found a Love, in 1962. And one of the members of the Falcons at the time in the 50s, up till 1960, Joe Stubbs, who is the brother of Levi Stubbs, and he was the lead singer on the singles Just For Your Love, 1959, and The Teacher, before Wilson Pickett replaced him in 1960s. Then, after 1963, the Fabulous Playboys took over the Falcons' name, and the latter group, again, they were still the Falcons, was the lineup of the gentlemen I named that sang on this single, Standing on Guard. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the legendary, the Falcons were a doo-wop group from the 1950s, celebrating them right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Black History Month. I'm going to bring you a classic, Dusty. This group, I felt, was a good group. And they're up there with the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Miracles, you name it. The Fantastic Four, talking about the whole world is a stage. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Thank you.
I love that song. I don't care. That song still sounds fresh. That song was I felt it was a good hit for them. It's a dusty, but I think it's a fantastic song from the Fantastic Four. You know, they had some other great song. They did their version of If This World Was Mine, you know. It very good vocal group. And I don't think they talk about them enough. They were a Detroit-based soul vocal group. And they formed in 1965. Sweet James Epps, brothers Ralph and Joseph Pruitt, Wallace, Toby Childs were the original members. And you know, the Fantastic Four sang from 1965 up until, they say, 2023. And, you know, the whole world is a stage was from 1967. They were on the Rictic record label. And as you know, that label, I believe, was purchased by Berry Gordy. They had some really serious size. Girl Have Pity, you know, Can't Stop Looking for My Baby, you know, As Long as I Live for You, you know, I Got to Have You, I Love You Madly, you know, they had some great songs, and I want to celebrate the Fantastic Four right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, got another dusty, another classic. Timeless legend, talking about I Was Born to Love You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
from Columbus, Ohio, from 1976. Timeless legend talking about I Was Born to Love You. Coming up next, got this song, Another Dusty, from 1970, from Tyrone Ashley, talking about Let Me Be Your Man. Woo! Love it. Right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Woman, I've never been much on words before. But you've taught me the meaning of true happiness. And you see, I've sat on the sideline much too long a while. While all the fellas made advances at you. But now I realize that deep in my heart, you were made for me. And I know that I was made for you. So I'll make it short. You see, before I lose you to another altogether, I'll have to say these words.
Soul from Tyrone Ashley from Plainfield, New Jersey, had this song in 1971. Let Me Be Your Man. He cut this single for Phil La of Soul Records in Philadelphia. Woo! Giving you another dusty. Celebrating classic soul, new R&B, but on this segment of A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the Dusties. I'm going to leave you with a B-side from the Stylistics, talking about Ebony Eyes, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
She's everything a girl should be.
Soul. I love that song, Ebony Eyes. I hope you enjoyed this segment of the Dusties. I'm gonna do another Dusties segment. In fact, I might do a part two Dusties. We are celebrating Black History Month. It's very important that we celebrate Black History Month. And, you know, one of the things, the major contributions African Americans have made throughout everything, including music, celebrating Black History Month. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that we look at those other artists that also contributing to making, you know, a serious music, beautiful music, you know what I'm saying? And the Dusties are just as important as the hits, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And just to give you a little background, you know, the celebration of Black History Month began as Negro History Week. A lot of people don't know that. And it was created in 1926 by Mr. Carter G. Woodson. He was a noted African-American historian, scholar, educator, and publisher, you know. And ever since he established Negro History Week, it turned into Black History Month. And he is the father of Black history. One of his influential books that he penned was The Miseducation of the Negro, which is something that you need to read, you know. And he was the second African American to receive a doctorate from Harvard right after W.E. Du Bois. And, you know, he, Carter G. Woodson, dedicated his career to the field of African American history, and he lobbied extensively to establish Black History Month as a nationwide institution. We celebrate the father of Black history, Mr. Carter G. Woodson. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you download this broadcast. You can go to abowlofsoul.com. Also, check out the A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. We have a classic lineup of shows from Sunday to Saturday. And I want to thank everybody all over the world for listening to downloading the podcast, but is also listening to the radio network. I mean, it's growing. Trust me, it is growing. And I love that you enjoy listening to A Bowl of Soul. You can hit me up at PROFTLove on Instagram. You can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. In fact, email me. Let me know how you like the broadcast and if you have an idea for a show that I can do. That would be great. Love your feedback. Wow. Definitely want to celebrate those that carry A Bowl of Soul. Dal Soul Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to Dallas on iHeartRadio. He carries A Bowl of Soul. Legend 107 Radio Network. Legend Gospel. The legendary Mr. Melvin Jordan. I want to thank Karen Williams, the Sounds of Soul Radio on Live 365, for carrying A Bowl of Soul. She hails from the Midwest, Gary, Indiana. Love it. I want to give a shout out to DPS Radio out in Columbus, Ohio. They carry A Bowl of Soul as well. And Rhythm Gold Radio in England. I want to thank them as well for carrying A Bowl of Soul as well. You know, but definitely tune in for the next broadcast. You can catch A Bowl of Soul on Fridays at 5 p.m. on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, and also 6 p.m. on PRN.FM. A shout out to Kathy Davis, PD, Program Director of PRN, Progressive Radio Network, where I got my start, you know, coming onto the airwaves and sharing my love of soul music with you. Woo! This is Professor T. Love. We will continue with the celebration of Black History Month. I hope you have a great weekend. This is the President's Weekend. And enjoy yourself. Get some rest. I celebrated a fabulous birthday last week. Oh, it was off the chain. I had a great time still celebrating my birthday. I always thank God for another year on Earth. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.